Hello, this is Cindy reading from the Fort Stockton Pioneer for March 12th. COVID-19 coronavirus. Don't panic. Local health officials discuss prevention and response. By Steve Fountain. Stay calm. Don't panic. Wash your hands often. Those are the simple recommendations from staff at two Pecos County hospitals in response to the coronavirus. The coronavirus is getting blown up out of reason, said Keith Butler, CEO of Ira Ann General Hospital. Wash your hands often, don't touch your face, avoid people who are sick. This is basic hygiene to do every day regardless of an illness going around. Both Ira Ann General Hospital and Pecos County Memorial Hospital have plans in place should a possible case be identified. There have been no local reported cases of the virus, which is also known as COVID-19 or 2019-nCoV. Texas has 13 reported cases. Symptoms include fever, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, sore throat, and runny nose, which are also symptoms of the common flu. What is key in the screening for the coronavirus is determining if a person displaying these symptoms has been outside the United States in the past 14 days, is currently under investigation or isolation for the coronavirus by a public health agency, or has been in close contact with someone who has or is under investigation or isolation for the virus, according to PCMH. Both hospitals urge anyone who thinks they might have the coronavirus to contact the hospital by phone for instructions and to avoid going directly to a hospital or clinic to prevent the possible spread of the virus. Local screening. According to CDC, some people with the coronavirus might not get sick or may display light symptoms. Dr. Jeffrey Pinot, Basin Emergency Physicians, said a person could have the virus for 4 or 5 days before showing symptoms. Once symptoms emerge, people will either start to get better or worse in another 4 or 5 days. If someone presents themselves at a hospital showing flu-like symptoms, a fever, cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing, sore throat, and runny nose, they will be asked questions common to those with the coronavirus: travel out of country and exposure to someone who is suspected of having the virus. There are not coronavirus tests available locally. If medical staff determine testing is merited, blood will be drawn and sent to a state testing site in El Paso or Lubbock. If they are sick and symptomatic, we will test them, Pinot said. Otherwise, they will be sent home. Anyone who still demands a test will be referred to Medical Center Hospital in Odessa, he said. Both hospitals are requesting it that anyone concerned about having the coronavirus avoid going directly to a healthcare clinic or hospital. For PCMH, a person who thinks they might have the coronavirus is asked to drive to the emergency room parking lot and use their cell phone to call the hospital. A gowned representative from the hospital will come out to the person's car to provide an initial evaluation. If further action is needed, the person will be brought into an isolation area of the ER. For IGH, a person who thinks they might have the coronavirus is asked to call the hospital and to wait at home. When the exam room is ready at the hospital, the person will be contacted, and when they arrive, they will be taken straight to exam room to avoid the waiting room. A confirmed case will trigger a quarantine at PCMH of anyone who came within 3 feet of the patient, hence the hospital wanting to control potential exposure in waiting rooms and hallways. The quarantine would include affected hospital staff. Local hospitals and health clinics advise people who think they may have the coronavirus to not go directly to a waiting room or emergency room. People should call a hospital for instructions before entering. Pecos County Memorial Hospital, phone 432-336-2004. Irian General Hospital, 432-639-2575. FISD offers counseling after a student's death. Fort Stockton Middle School student Donovan Dontre Vaughn, 14, died March 7th, 5 days after suffering a medical emergency during a track practice on March 2nd. The FSISD reported on March 2nd that Donovan was at track practice when he started having trouble breathing. The school staff took action tending to him and called 911 for emergency assistance. He was then transported to the hospital by ambulance. Donovan was later transported to Lubbock. The Fort Stockton ISD is providing counseling and support services to students and staff. Those seeking services are asked to call their school. The district's website also has a link to additional resources for parents and guardians. According to an obituary provided by his parents, Donald Jr. and Jennifer Vaughn of Fort Stockton, funeral services are pending for Donovan, who was described as kind, humble, and had big plans for his future. He was loved by all that knew him and touched so many lives in his short 14 years on earth. He was a hero to many, especially his dad. His memory will live on to all that knew him. Lila Smith Safe House Reopens by Steve Fountain. A local place of refuge for victims of domestic and sexual abuse has reopened 1 year after abruptly closing. The Lila Smith Safe House reopened its doors on March 2nd, nearly a year to the day after the Crisis Center of West Texas cut ties with it after citing staffing turnover and distance from the administrative offices in Odessa. The Safe House is now run exclusively by the Fort Stockton-based First Response Ministries, which built the house and previously partnered with the Crisis Center of West Texas in its operation. "I'll tell you something, it's been pretty trying for us," said Dorman Herman, president and coordinator of First Response Ministries. "We had to go back and start writing grants. The way they closed in March, all grants were due by April 15th. That threw us out of grant cycle. We started coming back with applications in the fall." The Safe House operates on a budget of about $300,000 per year. It has received grants from the Permian Basin Area Foundation, FMH Foundation, and Tegna Foundation. It also received private donations and held fundraisers. The location of the Safe House has 4 bedrooms, each with its own bathroom, and can now house up to 15 people. Its location is kept confidential to protect those who are sheltered inside. People in need of the Safe House are placed exclusively through law enforcement agencies. Herman said that its staff has been reaching out to law enforcement agencies serving the area to alert each about the Safe House's reopening. Average stays are about 30 days, although the time can be shorter or longer depending on the situation. The Safe House serves Pecos County as well as surrounding areas. The shelter also offers support groups for the residents, along with counseling. The Safe House was named after a local woman who left money to her granddaughter, Barbara Kipkin, with the intention of doing something to help women in Pecos County. The Safe House has 6 employees. How to donate? The Lila Smith Safe House and the First Response Ministries accept financial donations throughout the year to help cover its operating expenses. Donations may be made at Pecos County State Bank locations. You can make a donation directly into the account of either entity. Donations to either are used for the Safe House's general fund. By mail, First Response Ministries, P.O. Box 575, Fort Stockton, Texas, 79735. Obituaries from the Fort Stockton Pioneer for Thursday, March 12. Concepcion M. Smith entered rest on February 26. She was born on February 20, 1931. Concepcion was born and raised in Edinburgh, Texas. She is survived by her son, Richard Smith, and wife, Glenda, of Hewitt, Texas, brother Robert Martinez of San Antonio, two grandchildren and one great-grandchild. She was preceded in death by her parents, Leopoldo and Maria Ledesma Martinez, husband Leonard W. Smith, brother Manuel Martinez, sisters Maria Belia Martinez Hernandez and Amelia Martinez. Services for Concepcion Smith were held on Saturday, March 14th at Heritage Funeral Home in Fort Stockton, with graveside following at East Hill Cemetery. Remembrances and condolences may be shared with the family at www.heritagefuneralhomeofthebigbend.com. Donovan Dontre Vaughn joined his Heavenly Father on Saturday, March 7th, at the age of 14. He was born November 19th, 2005, in Hobbs, New Mexico, to his loving parents, Donald Jr. and Jennifer Vaughn, of Fort Stockton. He is survived by his brothers, Dante and Christopher, sisters Raquel, Niara, Destiny, Demaya, and Demary. Services are pending. Remembrances and condolences may be shared with the family at www.heritagefuneralhomeofthebigbend.com.
Hello, this is Michael. I'm reading the Big Bend Sentinel on Thursday, March 19th, 2020. Coronavirus live updates from the Big Bend Sentinel and Presidio International by Abby Peralt and Stephen Paulson. Tri-County. Precautions over the current coronavirus outbreak, COVID-19, have reached the Big Bend region, with Presidio, Brewster, and Jeff Davis counties declaring local disasters. The city of Marfa has shuttered bars, ordered restaurants to become takeout and delivery only, and will close down all hotels, short-term rentals like Airbnbs and RV parks beginning Monday. The city has restricted gatherings of more than 10 people and will not carry out utility cutoffs due to overdue bills. Local governments, medical professionals, and businesses in the Tri-County area are rapidly adjusting their operations in preparation for the virus and in hopes of preventing its arrival in the Big Bend area. The Big Bend Sentinel and Presidio International are working to bring the most up-to-date news on medical information, school closures, and other vital updates regarding this evolving situation. As of Thursday, March 19th, there are no known cases of coronavirus in the region, and there are 3 cases in El Paso. We are staying in regular contact with health authorities, schools, businesses, and other officials, and will update if and when this changes with timestamps for time-sensitive updates. Timely updates as of March 19th. The city of Presidio on Thursday declared a local disaster in response to the coronavirus. The move bans gatherings of more than 250 people and will allow the city to set up quarantine stations and take other public health measures. Texas state parks are limiting park programming and closed public access to park headquarters, visitor centers, and park stores today, Thursday. Parks will also suspend cash transactions. These changes will remain in effect for the foreseeable future. In an executive order on Thursday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered gyms, schools, and bars to close, and restaurants to switch to to-go service only. The order also imposes visiting restrictions on nursing homes and retirement centers. The rules go into effect Friday, March 20th at midnight and last through at least April 3rd. Big Bend Telephone announced an effort to reinvest in local businesses by spending $500 a day at local entities for the next 14 business days. This may take the form of food takeout orders, gift certificate purchases, and more, a BBT statement said. For in these uncertain times, we are proud to support each other and stand together. For more information, please contact Anna Fuentes at ANNA.FUENTEZ@BigBend.com. The city of Marfa closes hotels, motels, and short-term rentals beginning Monday. Price gouging will be monitored and compared to prices set March 13th. Public and private gatherings are limited to 10 attendees. Offices, grocery and convenience stores, residential buildings, and medical facilities are exempted. Funerals will be limited to immediate family only. Bars are closed effective immediately. Restaurants are restricted to takeout and delivery. The city will not disconnect utilities while the proclamation is in effect. Marfa ISD will close schools from March 23rd to April 3rd to support our community and healthcare professionals in the ongoing goal of containing the spread of the novel coronavirus, or COVID-19. During the closure, the school will suspend all extracurricular activities, practices, and athletic events. The school's website will have more information on distance learning and accessing food shortly. Governor Greg Abbott has temporarily closed all Department of Public Safety driver licenses office. The temporary closure does not apply to those seeking an initial commercial driver license, CDL. Coronavirus Concerns Prompt School Closures and E-Learning by Stephen Paulson, Tri-County. As concerns over the coronavirus reached the Big Bend last week, schools across the region extended spring breaks, canceled events, and modified their teaching practices. At Marfa ISD, where students are on spring break this week, school officials started the vacation day a day early, canceling classes last Friday, March 13th. There is no immediate danger, MISD Superintendent Oscar Aguero wrote in an email to parents last week. Instead, he said the early break would give maintenance and custodial workers an extra day of cleaning and disinfecting of all classrooms, desks, and materials. Rumors that any of Marfa ISD students are suspected to have coronavirus are false, Aguero said, and Dr. J.P. Schwartz said last week. As of press time, Marfa students are currently set to return to school next Tuesday, March 24th. Please check our website, BigBendSentinel.com, for timely updates as this situation is rapidly changing. If Marfa ISD does need to cancel classes for longer, Aguero said the school district is considering extending the school year rather than adopting online learning. He cited concerns that not all students would have reliable connectivity. Marfa ISD is also considering workbooks. School officials like Aguero are staying in regular communication with officials from the Texas Education Agency. In areas where the coronavirus has already spread, the TEA has warned that schools could stay closed for the remainder of the year. So far, though, that doesn't include Presidio County, which at press time on Wednesday had no cases. Longer spring breaks aren't the only changes. For students in the 2019-2020 school year, the TEA has already waived requirements for STAR, State of Texas Assessments of Academic Readiness, testing. In Presidio County, Presidio ISD is also on spring break this week. Students are set to return to school on Monday, March 23rd, and school officials there have not said what their plans are. The Big Bend Sentinel and Presidio International will provide more updates in Presidio as we get them. Since Thursday, the Big Bend Sentinel and Presidio International has been working overtime to bring readers time-sensitive updates on issues like this, and will provide issues as soon as we hear from Presidio ISD. These updates are available on their live updates page at BigBendSentinel.com. In Alpine, Alpine ISD will be closed Monday, March 16th through Friday, March 20th as a precaution against coronavirus. The school will provide curbside lunch service to students from noon to 1 p.m. daily, the school district said last Friday. Federal and state authorities are working to ensure that low-income students still get no-cost lunches like this amid school closures. Among other actions, the Texas Department of Agriculture requested, and the USDA approved, a waiver suspending rules that school children eat such lunches in a group setting. At Alpine Montessori School, where students were set to return from spring break this week, school officials have said they will stay closed an additional 2 weeks. The move is a precaution at the recommendation of health officials, Alpine Montessori said. The school hopes to reopen on March 30th, a school district official said last Thursday. Other grade schools have closed as well. Valentine ISD will be closed through at least Friday, March 27th, Superintendent Debbie Engel said. The school district will monitor the coronavirus situation and is working to provide remote instruction, she said. Terlingua CSD will be closed through Friday, March 20th. The district is also developing systems for remote instruction, Superintendent Reagan Reed said on Saturday. Fort Davis ISD will not have face-to-face instruction until at least Friday, March 20th, at which point the district will reevaluate, Fort Davis ISD Superintendent Graydon Hicks said in a statement to parents last Friday. The closures are impacting extracurriculars. The University Interscholastic League has canceled two upcoming events, the UIL CX Debate State Tournament and the UIL State Robotics First Tech Challenge, until further notice. That guidance applies to school-wide sports practices as well, until further notice. At the university level, Sul Ross State University is also experiencing disruptions. The school last week canceled in-person instruction through at least April 12th. Then on Monday, University President Bill Kibler said the school would likely have no face-to-face classes for the remainder of the semester. Instead, the school said it would switch to remote learning options like Zoom video conferencing, conference calls, email, and chat rooms. The school, which was set to return to classes last Monday, March 16th, also extended spring break for an extra week. The school is authorizing emergency paid leave for various categories of employees, including student workers. Department heads include directors, department chairs, and above were asked to report to work to strategize plans for remote course delivery and business operations. All upcoming university events, including the Alumni Gala, Trappings of Texas, Honors Convocation, Sully Showcase, Scholars Luncheon, Alumni Ring Ceremony, and the May 2020 commencement exercises in Alpine and Eagle Pass are canceled until further notice, President Kibler said on Monday. The dining hall is discontinuing self-service and will instead offer to-go meals to on-campus residents who will not be allowed to gather in the dining hall. The cancellations are extending to sports as well. The American and Southwest Conference are canceling all athletic championships and competitions for the remainder of the academic year. The cancellations will affect competitions for baseball, golf, softball, tennis, and outdoor track and field, the organization said Friday. Colleges will set their own rules regarding non-traditional practices and competitions for cross-country, football, soccer, and volleyball, the ASC said. On Monday, Kibler also asked students to self-quarantine for 14 days if they've been through any of the following airports in the past week: JFK in New York, Chicago O'Hare in Illinois, San Francisco International Airport in California, Seattle Tacoma International Airport in Washington, Daniel K. Inouye International Airport in Hawaii, Los Angeles International Airport in California, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in Georgia, Washington Dulles International Airport in Virginia, Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey, DFW in Texas, Detroit Metropolitan Airport in Michigan, Boston Logan International Airport in Massachusetts, in Miami International Airport in Florida. Updates on coronavirus from Big Bend Regional Medical Center as of March 18th by Stephen Paulson, Alpine. In a teleconference with reporters on Wednesday, the Big Bend Regional Medical Center gave updates on the coronavirus, including on testing capacity and the hospital's ability to handle a public health crisis. In a presentation, Dr. Etka Escobar, a doctor at the hospital, stressed that containment has failed. She declined to comment on how the United States had gotten to this point, noting that such public policy decisions were so far above my pay grade. But she urged local businesses and residents to do their part to minimize the spread of the novel coronavirus by following the guidance for the general public, like frequent hand washing, and for business owners, like switching to to-go orders or limiting service hours to only the elderly. At the time of Wednesday's call, 1,268 people in Texas had been tested for the coronavirus, of which around 60 were positive, Escobar said. As of press time, those figures had risen to 1,907 Texans tested, 83 positive results, and 2 deaths in Texas from the virus, according to new figures released by the state on Wednesday. But as the rate of coronavirus spread picks up nationwide, figures like that will change more and more frequently. Right now, the Texas Department of State Health Services is releasing by-county case counts of coronavirus cases in Texas every day at noon. Protocol has also changed regarding presumptive versus confirmed coronavirus cases. Under the previous rules, a positive result for coronavirus from a hospital or lab was a presumptive case. Those samples were then sent to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. If the CDC also got a positive case, that case was then confirmed. But with the CDC so far confirming all presumptive cases nationally, those rules have changed, and officials were now treating presumptive coronavirus cases as confirmed, Escobar said. That's good news for reporters, officials, and the general public, since it means statistics distributed by Texas will be more reliable and not days behind. On testing, Escobar said that clinicians would like to have more testing capabilities and said the federal and state governments had promised to ramp up testing in the coming weeks. She also said the hospital's current practice of first testing people for the flu and then testing for coronavirus if they tested negative was backed by science, which shows that less than 2% of coronavirus patients worldwide had co-infection with another illness like the flu. The hospital is still urging West Texans to self-quarantine for 14 days if they've recently traveled to a high-risk area of the United States, which are places with confirmed community spread, Escobar said. As of press time, those locations include California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Washington, the Boston area, the Dallas area, the Houston area, the Las Vegas area, and the New Orleans area. Escobar said BBRMC was working to provide up-to-date guidance on travel, but said there may be a delay as new cases pop up hour by hour in the United States. In general, Escobar said, it was a good idea to stop traveling to big cities as much as possible. As days go on and caseloads pick up in populated places like El Paso, the risk of bringing a contagion back to the Big Bend will increase, Escobar said. At press time, coronavirus has an estimated fatality rate of 1.8, with around 80% of deaths affecting people over 60. That rate is constantly changing, as more deaths and confirmed cases around the world cause public health workers to adjust their estimates. Still, Escobar said that fatality rates, though significantly worse than seasonal flu, were not the main concern. Instead, the hospital is concerned with hospitalization rates. about 10% of coronavirus patients need hospitalization, and the average stay is 3 to 6 weeks, she said. That's significantly higher than the 0.05% hospitalization rate for seasonal flu and could put a strain on healthcare services. BBRMC has 25 beds with 2 ventilators, respirators. Escobar said the hospital's capacity would depend on the condition of incoming patients. Even with 25 beds, the hospital couldn't necessarily care for 25 very, very, very sick patients, she said. It will also need to continue providing its non-coronavirus services, including childbirth and trauma care for car accident victims, she said. Still, Escobar stressed that relationships with other hospitals in El Paso and elsewhere are still intact, and that BBRMC could send critical patients elsewhere. It's not yet clear what BBRMC's backup plan will be if those regional metro area hospitals become overwhelmed by their own local patients. In an interview with the Big Bend Sentinel last week, Ruth Huck, a spokeswoman for the BBRMC, outlined guidance for people who fear they may have coronavirus. Those same rules still apply. Like other healthcare facilities, BBRMC is asking people who worry they might have coronavirus but are not suffering serious symptoms to call ahead rather than visiting in person. The best way is for people to first contact their personal physician, she said. The hospital can also be reached at 432-837-3447 for the ER and hospital, or 432-837-0430 for the clinic. She urged people to not hesitate coming in if they are experiencing severe symptoms like breathing difficulties, if they're in older age groups, and especially if they have reason to believe they might have coronavirus, such as travel to a high-risk area or contact with a confirmed patient. BBRMC has a special entrance for coronavirus patients and will minimize contact with the rest of the facility, she said. In the meantime, BBRMC is still taking regular patients and appointments. If we happen to get a case locally, that may change, she said. In the call Friday, Huck also said she was very confident BBRMC could handle a healthcare crisis even with its limited facilities. Tents and mobile units are always in good repair and ready to go, she said. She cited preparations, drills, and plans between BBRMC and the Regional Advisory Council, which has already prepared for cases in the event of possible incidents like a mass shooting or a train accident. County and city will close bars and limit restaurants and halt utility shutoffs during virus outbreak. By Abby Perot. Presidio County. The city of Marfa and Presidio County have coordinated to close hotels, short-term rentals, and RV parks beginning Monday, March 23rd. In Marfa city limits, closures will continue for 7 days, and in the county, the order is for 15 days. The city of Marfa is also ordering all bars to close and all restaurants to switch to takeout delivery only, beginning today at 8 a.m. The city will not disconnect utilities encompassing water, sewer, natural gas, and trash pickup services as long as the order is in effect. Price gouging is illegal, and the city will compare current prices to prices on March 13th to enforce the law. The proclamation issued by Mayor Manny Baeza is effective for 7 days and can be extended for weeks or more based on the rapidly changing situation around coronavirus. The city will meet virtually early next week to discuss extensions. The county will meet in person on Monday in Presidio at 10 a.m., limited to 10 attendees. They hope to broadcast the meeting. The county will order the closure of the Riata, El Cosmico, the Tumble Inn RV Park, the Apache Pines RV Park, Cibolo Creek, Short Term Rentals, Chinati Hot Springs, and Loma Paloma RV Park for 15 days, subject to extension. Presidio County Judge Cinderella Guevara declared a local disaster at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, citing the new coronavirus and the COVID-19 disease it causes. The city followed suit, and both actions expanded the powers of the local governments. On Wednesday morning, Guevara gathered local health workers, city government officials, the emergency management coordinator, and a group of business owners to discuss what should be done as COVID-19 spreads across the globe, the United States, Texas, and in nearby El Paso, Juarez. We're not here to say we need everybody to close all their businesses or we want the hotels closed, Guevara said as the meeting opened. But it is important that we start communicating, and I do believe that there will be more occasions like this in the very near future. The meeting's group of 25 attendees outstripped the White House's recommendation to limit gatherings to no more than 10 people. While some stood at a distance, others bumped elbows in greeting and stood around chatting before the meeting began. Judge Guevara said Shelley Burstein has offered to train county and city officials to use Zoom, a software that is compliant with the Texas Open Meetings Act and would facilitate virtual meetings instead of in-person gatherings during the outbreak. The county commissioner's court plans to meet on Monday, and Guevara hopes it will be a digital gathering. Dr. John Paul Schwartz was appointed county health authority last year when Presidio County realized having an authority to weigh in on mass gathering applications was a necessity in Texas code. At the Wednesday meeting, he spoke about other counties in Texas taking drastic measures, like ordering the closure of bars and forcing restaurants to use to-go only to better control the virus's spread. Schwartz commended the creative solutions to keep life going as good as it can, but added it's going to have disastrous results if people have to do things they don't want to do. He hoped the county could keep businesses alive, keep people safe, and keep the spread down. Then he mentioned options like encouraging tourists to leave town or taking temperatures at all hotels, noting that Airbnb guests' temperatures would be nearly impossible to successfully monitor. The doctor also noted that some parts of the Tri-County area are not taking the disease seriously thus far. In West Texas, you pull yourself up by your bootstraps, but that's the way things go really bad really quick, Schwartz said. When people are still stubborn, more regulations will have to be put into place. Marfa City Manager John Washburn also weighed the decision, bringing up his concern over the economic impact in the short and long term. Is it better to be really proactive and overreact and say, let's see if this 15 days really works? The larger question from the health side is, if we don't try that, we're potentially taking a risk that is far longer. County Emergency Management Coordinator Gary Mitschke wanted to work with business owners to hear their input and work out a plan, mentioning that the local jurisdiction has authority to do what has to be done to protect everybody. Mitschke said that if the county isn't seeing enough changes by business owners, we may have to make it happen. That's when local business owner Kaki Artegarden interjected, "I don't mean to be ugly, but why not just do it if you really believe a 15-day shutdown would keep us from a long economic disaster? We're here as business owners. This is spring break, and it's how we live." Austin Garden, a proprietor of barbecue restaurant Convenience West, said. But if we close and let's say Ty Mitchell of the Lost Horse doesn't because he is how he lives too, what's the good of voluntarily closing if he doesn't do it too? Mitschke said what the county would like is for owners to voluntarily close. And Mayor Baeza added that the county and city did not want to blindside businesses, restaurants, and hoteliers with a decision that didn't include their input. Businesses here live on the margin, and that could sink a business, Dr. Schwartz added. None of us know what's happening or have any authority, Oftengarten said. You saying, what should we do about it, guys, is kind of alarming because you're supposed to know what's happening. Hotel St. George General Manager Emily Williams provided more context on the state of their hotel's spring break tourism. Their occupancy dropped 30% from Tuesday night to Wednesday night, and hotel owner Tim Crowley said their occupancy will likely be down over 90% between last week and next week. Williams said it wasn't sustainable for the long term, and a closure was possible simply due to operating margins. If something was put into effect today, we'd deal with it today, Crowley told officials, who asked how much lead time would be needed if a hotel shutdown was put in place. Do we have all the answers? Absolutely not. But I don't think anybody does. None of us know really where we're going to end up with all of this, the emergency management coordinator told business owners. We're not asking you for permission. We're not asking what to do. We just want to hear your input. The virus spreads through person-to-person interactions. It can spread even before an infected person shows symptoms, and social distancing is the recommended method of stopping it. What remains unclear is what sort of impact quarantines, lockdowns, or closure will have on Presidio County's public health and economics. No directives were given to business owners at the meeting, but hours later, the city and county came out with their orders. The announced closures represent the city and county's continued efforts to fight a virus that has not yet arrived. Employers and employees are already struggling to cope with economic impact of coronavirus and MRFA. By Abby Perot, MRFA. The new coronavirus has not arrived in MRFA, but its presence in Texas is already rattling the MRFA economy. Many businesses have chosen to close their doors in hopes of preventing viral spread. Now, owners and employees are left wondering how long the closures will last, where they can get assistance and when, or if they'll be able to reopen their doors. Krista Stonhauer, owner and chef at Stellina, decided to close her dining room last Wednesday, March 11th, shifting to-go food only. She and her staff had learned about non-symptomatic transmission of coronavirus, and she worried that the spring break hordes would cause the virus to spread. As to-go service began, Steinhauer noticed how much contact happens in a kitchen. There's really no way to make this a safe kind of thing to do, she said. She chose to close Delina's doors the next day, and soon she discontinued making food for the get-go. It's hard. Every hour you make a new decision about how to deal with it, and it's based on information or just doing the best I can, she said. As spring break approached, Steinhauer and many other business owners in MRFA prepared by stocking up on food, inventory, and necessities to handle the influx of tourism. It's a really barbaric kind of calculation you have to make, too. I bought so much food. Everybody budgets for this time of year. This is your moneymaker, she said. And it's a horrible thing thinking about public safety or money. It's such a monstrous kind of debate you have in your mind every single hour. Steinhauer worried about her staff of 16 if they could weather the coronavirus's arrival. During a bout of colds this winter, Stellina didn't have enough healthy people to run the restaurant. She worried. If the cold could whip up through the community like wildfire, how bad would coronavirus get? The main thing you have to think about is medical services. I'm not going to be the asshole that gets 200 people sick and shuts down Big Bend Regional Medical Center, she said. I have 16 people on staff. There are no safety nets for them, and I basically live week to week like they do until we all just agree that we're going to take care of each other. It's like, when do you pull the plug? I just decided to pull it. Now that she has pulled the plug, Steinhauer is rushing to get employees information for unemployment. I can float them for 2 weeks, and then I'm out of money too. Hopefully, everybody's going to come back to an incarnation of the restaurant in this town, but there's no guarantees, because everyone's going to have to take care of themselves in the meantime. You don't know about the person next to you. They could be completely fragile and devastated. It's a new way to think about social responsibility and how we all take care of each other, Steinhauer said. This town is full of wage earners, so everybody needs that information. It's really pushing me to more radical politics, that's for sure. Steinhauer hopes other businesses will join the social distancing efforts and close their doors too, but some are choosing to stay in operation. The Lost Horse on Tuesday announced their decision to remain open. We are well stocked on sanitizer and cleaner, the statement said. The local bar would be cleaning, utilizing their open-air backyard, and keeping customers' well-being and health first and foremost in mind. In response to other closures, the saloon said they support all businesses who have chosen to remain closed and support patrons choosing to stay home and wait out the virus. We look forward to the next time we can all come together and enjoy each other's company. While businesses wrestle with financial and public health decisions, employees are struggling with the rapidly changing economy in Marfa. Sarah Ontiveros is a Marfa native who makes a living cleaning short-term rentals in Marfa. Though she's afloat right now, she's already getting calls that Airbnb renters are planning to cancel their April reservations. I hear all these people saying, hey, we're staying home, and I go, no work, no pay. She understands the cancellations and said she would love it if people just stayed home. I would love to stay home myself, but how the hell am I going to pay my bills? Adding to the stress, Ontiveros says she takes medication for rheumatoid arthritis that leaves her immune system compromised. She's part of the cohort of people particularly susceptible to coronavirus's effects. Ontiveros is brainstorming other work that she could offer locals, house cleaning, yard work, or deliveries for restaurants that are shifting to to-go only. Because I work too hard to keep my bills good, I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to lose my house, she says with exasperation. I'm not panicking, she pauses, yet. To her, all of this is just another test from God. Are we going to kill people for toilet paper or say, here, have half my toilet paper? That's how I feel we should be, sharing with each other instead of fighting with each other. Though the timeline of coronavirus's impact in Presidio County is a mystery, local officials are already working to share emergency assistance resources with local businesses. The Workforce Solutions Borderplex, which operates in the Tri-County area, has released videos with up-to-date information for employers and employees. Tips for employers forced to lay off staff, options for laid-off workers, and information about getting help from the WSB are all discussed. We recognize that many businesses are closing indefinitely, and so many people are facing the fact that they are simply out of work. Our job center doors will remain open, and we are eager to assist the workforce and any individuals who are worried about loss of wages, said Lila Melendez, CEO of WSB. Our staff provides effective job search support, and we can help navigate unemployment benefits. County Health Authority John Paul Schwartz urged business owners during a Wednesday morning meeting to allow employees to miss work if they are ill to avoid spreading the illness. He added, if you can pay them while they're off work, great. It would help the quarantine situation that needs to happen. People are going to have to get creative. The U.S. Small Business Administration is offering disaster assistance. But as of press time, businesses in the Tri-County are not currently eligible to apply. The SBC provides loan to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that can't be paid because of the disaster's impact. According to their website, the interest rate is 3.75% for small businesses. The interest rate for nonprofits is 2.75%. Their webpage lists all counties currently eligible, and business owners are encouraged to monitor the page for changes. www.sba.gov. Presidio County Judge Cinderella Guevara and Judge Eliziar Cano in Brewster County have declared local disasters this week, which helps open up more access to funding. For small businesses, there are SBA loans, and we're ready to assist with that, Guevara told business owners on Wednesday. Presidio City adopts anti-transmigrant resolution by Stephen Paulson, Presidio. At a city council meeting in Presidio last Wednesday, the council unanimously passed a non-binding resolution expressing its opposition to having a transmigrant route through the border city. While the Mexican government still has released almost no new information on the proposed transmigrant route through Presidio, Mexican officials estimated before the ongoing coronavirus crisis that such a route could open as early as March or April. In Presidio, residents and city officials have spent months debating transmigrants and, perhaps more controversially, the logistics for managing them, including a citywide parking ordinance and a proposed municipal parking lot to accommodate transmigrants. The debate has put Presidio on a real roller coaster ride. Mayor John Ferguson, who introduced the anti-transmigrant resolution, said at the meeting last Wednesday. He stressed that passing such a resolution doesn't mean we're stopping it, but he said the resolution was an effort to inform everyone, from the general public to federal officials in the United States and Mexico, that Presidio city leaders oppose having transmigrant traffic cross our international bridge into Mexico. The resolution touches on a range of concerns that Presidio officials have brought up over the past few months. There is an absence of federal processing or overnight accommodations for the traffic, the resolution states. It notes that work on the international bridge expansion at the Presidio Ojinaga port of entry has been delayed and is presently unfinished, and that U.S. Highway 67 is not designed for the increased traffic and could see an elevated risk for accidents on the mainly two-lane, curvy, and hilly roadway. The resolution encourages Marfa and Presidio County to make a similar resolution and invites the U.S. federal government to take note of the local opposition to the proposed transmigrant route. Do with it what you like, Mayor Ferguson told council members. But this is how I feel, and I'm ready to go official on it and see if we can maybe get other entities to join us. After Ferguson finished reading the resolution, he opened the floor to questions. One council member asked whether Presidio County and Marfa felt the same way. Yes, replied Ron Ponton, city attorney for Presidio and county attorney for Presidio County. Marfa has big concerns also, he said. And Presidio County wants to go on the record to officials in Washington that they're against it. Antonio Manriquez, a council member, asked whether federal officials, including those at the international port, could join in the resolution. I don't believe DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, would allow them to do that, City Administrator John Portillo said. Mayor Ferguson nonetheless stressed that the resolution might have some sway with federal officials. I know we haven't had much luck reaching out to them in the past, Portillo conceded of the federal officials. When we've told them these are our concerns and this is what we're worried about, we haven't heard back from them. In the end, the resolution passed unanimously, 4-0. Alcy Tavares, mayor pro tem, moved to accept the measure. Council member Rogelio Zubia seconded. Ferguson thanked the council for doing the right thing. "We'll be able to look at this action, and it will have been the right thing to have done," he said. National and State Parks Brace for Coronavirus by Stephen Paulson, Tri-County. As concerns over the coronavirus arrive in the Big Bend just in time for spring break, workers at state and national parks are taking precautions and watching their visitor numbers decline. "We've seen lower numbers than in other years," Manuelo Cataño, superintendent of the Fort Lieton State Historic Site at Big Bend Ranch State Park, said of her visitor numbers. She couldn't immediately provide statistics on visitations, but said that visits were down. "The historic site is also taking other precautions," she said. "Exhibitions and tours are closed, and while visitors can still explore inside parts of the historic site, they're being funneled in one person or one group at a time." For now, at least, Cataño said she felt good with the new measures. "It's working pretty well," she said. "We're taking the advice that's being sent to us from headquarters." Nathaniel Gold, superintendent of Big Bend Ranch State Park, did not immediately respond for a request for comment, but a spokesperson for the park's parent agency, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, said that staff and parks across the state were taking extra precautions, including making sure soap and hand sanitizer are available in all buildings and regularly cleaning surfaces. "Anyone who has a camping or a day use reservation at a Texas park for March or April can also cancel without penalty by calling 512-389-8900. Across the state, TPWD has so far closed two parks: the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens, Sea Center, Texas in Lake Johnson. The Sea Center is in Brazoria County, which officials say has seen community spread of coronavirus. The TPWD spokesperson said the parks had closed in part because they saw large public gatherings in closed quarters, but declined to comment when asked whether other state parks could close. "I couldn't speculate as to what the future holds," she said. "We're doing our best to make sure we're using the latest recommendations." Big Bend National Park did not immediately respond to a request for comment. According to a statement posted on its website, all visitor centers at the park are closed, whereas park gates, trails, roads, campgrounds, and the lodge are still open. Several National Park Service locations have closed so far, including the Golden Gate National Recreation Area in San Francisco, which is currently under mandatory lockdown, and the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. Across all its parks, the National Park Service is asking visitors to take standard precautions against coronavirus, including avoiding touching the face and washing their hands and disinfecting surfaces regularly.